Best-selling true crime writer Anne Rule died over the weekend. She was 83 years old. Rule captured her audiences with real-life stories of murder and horror. She wrote more than 30 books in her almost 50-year career. In her best-known book, The Stranger Beside Me, Rule tells the story of Ted Bundy. She once worked with Bundy at a suicide hotline here in Seattle. The Stranger's Eli Sanders visited Anne Rule in 2004 for a profile in the Seattle Times.
I remember the space that she wrote in, this kind of wooden shed near her house south of Seattle on the beach, and all the clutter in there and her cats and the stacks of criminal details.
Did she strike you as somebody who would be fascinated with true crime?
No, but how do you know what someone who's fascinated by true crime would look like? You know, she had this very steely toughness to her, but also an incredible vulnerability, I guess you could say, or gentleness. And I think those qualities came through in her work.
How did the Northwest come across in her writing?
Well, I think that it came across as a land of killers and serial killers. I mean, really, she wrote about Bundy. She wrote about Gary Ridgway. I mean, I think it came across as a landscape inhabited by things that could come out of nowhere and cause you harm. Very frequently in an Anne Rule book, you'll get a scene that begins with a normal day. It was just a normal day. And then, and it seemed like one of her aims was to remind people that life can change in an instant.
What did she tell you about how and why she gravitated to this topic, true crime?
Well, first she gravitated toward police work because her family was involved in it, and her grandfather was, I think, a sheriff. And she would go to the sheriff's headquarters, and there was a jail there, and she would hang out with the criminals, you know, at a time when you could talk to them still between the bars. And she noticed that a lot of them were pretty talkative and seemed, in those moments, at least, to be nice to her. And she wondered why some kids grow up to be criminals and why others don't. And she told me that's still the main thrust behind my books. I want to know why these things happen, and so do my readers.
She wanted to be a police officer herself.
She did, and she tried to become a Seattle police officer, took a vision exam, couldn't see the E on the wall, she told me, and that was the end of her police career.
I'm talking to Eli Sanders. He's associate editor at The Stranger, and we're talking about the late writer Anne Rule. Anne Rule wrote more than 30 books. She was a bestseller, more than 20 million books she sold. How did she view that kind of success?
You know, I asked her a little bit about the monetary success, because, and this is something any journalist is familiar with, you are making your money often off of other people's tragedy. And she was very engaged with that challenge and said, you know, she had talked to a psychiatrist once about it, and he told her half the people in the world make money off of other people's tragedies, doctors, lawyers, psychiatrists. And what matters, she came to believe, was how you feel about the people who you're writing about.
You talk about her as that mix of very tender and sort of a hard-boiled gal. Is that tenderness present in the way that she writes about victims and perpetrators, or simply victims?
I think it definitely came through in the victims. When she described to me her, you know, intent, it was really not to show the perpetrators, the murderers who she wrote about, in the light that they would want. She tried to show their vulnerability, kind of their desperateness, I think. And so you could say that that's unsympathetic or sympathetic. I think it would depend on your point of view.
I must confess I'm not a huge true crime reader, but given the volumes of books that Anne Rule sold over her lifetime, many people are. What did she tell you, Eli, about the public's fascination with crime?
I had this question when I went into the profile that I was doing of her, and she told me she herself is kind of squeamish about even like the color red for someone who deals in blood so much. She appreciated that her editor marks in a green pen rather than a red pen, and around her house she wouldn't harm a bug or a spider even. And she told me that at a lot of her readings, people come up with a variation on the question. They'll come up to her, or they would come up to her and say, "What is wrong with me that I like your book so much?" And she would ask them a variation on the spider question. She would say, what do you do if you find a spider in your house? And the vast majority of them, she said, are like her, people who would take the spider outside rather than kill it. And what she told me she drew from that is this. It's the gentlest of people who are the most fascinated by the cruelest.
The Strangers, Eli Sanders, remembering best-selling true crime writer Ann Rule. He profiled her for the Seattle Times in 2004. Ann Rule died this past Sunday in Burien. She was 83 years old.